At the NAFB Trade Talk session, I am visiting with CropLife America and Mary Emma Young. Mary, first of all, tell me a little bit about CropLife America, and then let's talk about what are some of the issues of the day.
Sure. Well, CropLife America really represents America's farmers and America's growers. Particularly, we represent the manufacturers of crop protection products, which is helping them to produce an affordable and abundant supply of produce. And so we represent that front for growers.
Well, here at this session that you're exhibiting at, what are some of the key points that you would like to get across about what CropLife America is doing?
Recently, we've really begun to push the presenting what we call the image of modern agriculture, or what is really the vast majority of agricultural practices performed by today's farmers and growers. That includes the use of new technologies, the latest innovations, allowing for conservation tillage, or even no-till growing. All of these are only achieved through modern agricultural practices and what we're calling modern agriculture. And as such, a lot of this depends on a regulatory environment that is open to allowing farmers to use these new technologies and have more tools in the toolbox.
Well, when you talk about regulatory, and that often comes out of legislation and other things, do you foresee a kind of a challenging time here, since we've got a lame duck Congress session coming up? Pretty major changes after the first of the year.
Well, one thing which we can say about agriculture, it is largely a bipartisan issue. It is, instead of a party issue, it goes by district. So, of course, it's always recently been a challenging environment, but we look forward to working with both the new House and the Senate to keep on advancing our issues and supporting agriculture.
Well, it is nice to visit with CropLife America, and I really appreciate your support here of NAFB and from the NAFB Convention Trade Talk session. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.